Elissa Walker Campbell, good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. And before we get underway tonight, we would love to hear from you. We are always interactive right here at YSR. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa at yahoosportsradio.com. And good news, we've got a brand new podcast page. Go to podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab, and you can listen to all of our amazing interviews right there at podcastarena.com. Well, I'll tell you what, it is week 8 of the college football season and the stakes continue. They are very, very high, and it's time now to head out to the SEC. We are going to highlight one of the teams that is in the hunt to win the SEC East and head to Atlanta. That is the Florida Gators. Yes, they are coming off a disappointing loss to LSU. They currently stand 6-1. They've got a bye this weekend. They will face Georgia next Saturday on Halloween. And it is wonderful to have back with us Buddy Martin, the author of Steve Spurrier's autobiography that is going to be released before next football season. He is a columnist. He's a radio host. You can check him out at southernpigskin.com and also gridironnow.com. BuddyMartinMedia.com. You are everywhere. Good evening, Buddy. It's nice to have you with us.
Good evening to you. Let's say it's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice. And we've got so much to get into, but I was thinking about our last conversation. And I know when you were on the show about a month ago, we had discussed that Florida, it is obviously one of the premier jobs in all of college football. You've got a new head coach in Jim McElwain, and we knew that he would face a number of challenges and obstacles, but he's exceeded expectations. The Gators are 6-1, and he's made the Gators relevant again. What has been the key to his success in such a short period of time? Because it's been impressive what he's been able to do.
It certainly has, Alyssa. In fact, I'm just sitting here noodling over my column now about writing the fact I think McElwain's going to move into my top three among Florida coaches, just based on what I've seen so far. Now, people say, well, you're premature, only 7 games. I've seen enough to know because behind Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer, my two favorite Florida coaches, both national championship coaches, this guy is the real deal. Just based on what knowledge I have been able to pick up in bits and pieces, seeing what he's done, I thought about what has he done. He took a program that was in disarray. He not only turned it around, but turned it around faster than anybody since Steve Spurrier did in 1990 when he turned the program around. And he did what he said he was going to do. He's throwing the football downfield. Gator fans are so happy about that. He's got the team well-coached. Defense is outstanding. And he's taken what would be considered an average bunch of players because they didn't have that kind of recruiting the last 2 or 3 years around here, and he's turned it into a contender. That sounds almost like a fairy tale to say. To think that if they beat Georgia, that LSU, by the way, could beat Alabama, we could have a rematch in Atlanta of the LSU-Florida game, which was a pretty special game in itself. So, yeah. Gator fans are happy because, you know what, Gator football is good again.
And Gator football is back, and obviously we've seen the sampling of 7 games. And just curious, Buddy, I mean, how is coach's style and approach different than the previous head coach in Will Muschamp?
Attitude, in my opinion. I think you come into a program, and it's what my pastor friend calls when you catch something. Something about Will Muschamp that the players never caught it. He couldn't seem to get them to lead them in a direction. And yet Jim McElwain seems to be able to lead in a special way, the same way that Spurrier did and the same way Urban Meyer did. You've got to be the it guy. You've got to be able to lead. And I really am surprised at his great success, but I will tell you this. It took me 30 minutes to make up my mind that this guy was at least the right candidate. Mm-hmm. Because after the first 30 minutes of his press conference, Alyssa, I tweeted out, Jim McElwain has just won the press conference in 30 minutes. I've got a feeling he'll also win the locker room. And he's done that, and I think what we have now is a competitive program, a team who has got a chance at least, a fighting chance to compete for an SEC championship. And most of all, Gator fans love offense, and they're moving the football pretty well for a team that supposedly didn't have a quarterback.
Legendary sports writer, columnist, and radio host Buddy Martin is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends always start early. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell, talking about the Florida Gators. Jim McElwain, obviously he's had to already face adversity. Your reaction to the starting quarterback at that time, Will Grier, being tested positive for PEDs?
Well, I'm quite frankly shocked by it. I can't say I know the man personally. I do have interviewed him one-on-one. I know about his family. You know, his whole family is quite a dynasty. if you know, talk about Nash Greer. Nash Greer, my granddaughter told me about. He's a phenom off the internet. You know, he got really, really popular long before. Then you've got, you know, his brother who's on Dancing with the Stars, and now you've got Will Greer, who's perhaps the least famous. And I think they have a sister too. So Will Greer really performed beyond what I thought he could do. This is nothing to do with what kind of performing enhancing drugs he may have taken. But if you said to me, okay, somebody is taking performing enhancing drugs, guess who it would be? Pick 10 people who it would not be. I'd have put him on the list of the 10 who didn't. So I think we're all shocked by that. And I was also quite surprised by how well he has developed his game and how he throws the ball downfield and how well he played in a couple of games, especially Ole Miss. So he has been a big plus. The fact that Treon Harris was there and available and ready to step in was a big plus for McElwain and Doug Musmire, the quarterback coach. And you got to give them props for having two guys ready to go. So, yeah, I think the quarterback situation was a bit of a conundrum. It seems to be going around. A lot of schools seem to have that problem this year. I don't know if they're afraid guys will transfer or what when they need the starter. But a lot of, including Alabama, a lot of schools didn't know who their starting quarterback was. And we don't have a whole bunch of terrific quarterbacks in the SEC. Let's just say that Florida is lucky to have two serviceable quarterbacks. I think Treon Harris was underrated and predicted he would play better than people thought. So, unfortunately, they've lost Will Greer. Treon Harris is the man. Let's see if he can pass the Georgia Bulldogs, which, by the way, he beat the Georgia Bulldogs last year.
So how do you think Coach McElwain, what did you think of his response and how he reacted to this irresponsible choice by Will Greer?
Actually, quite mildly. He was a lot more upset with Kelvin Taylor. When Kelvin Taylor did the throat slash earlier this year on the sideline, he went crazy down the field and got criticized for it. Mm-hmm. I think he knows something we don't know. I think this is my guess. He feels the same way I do. Wow, the kid made a stupid mistake. Yes, he did it, and he's paying for it, but he's so naive, as his father wrote. He's really naive, and I think that Mac knew it was a stupid, unintentional mistake, and he's willing to say, let's move on. He plans for him to come back and play next year. Florida has appealed it, because if they don't, that means that he can't come back till the middle of next year. Florida's appealed it based on saying, we need to have in the beginning of the year, and they may win that case. But anyway, Wilbur is not there. Florida's got to move on. Treon Harris is the man.
Okay, the Florida Gators currently 6-1, and they suffered their first defeat of the season against LSU. What did we learn from that loss?
Here's what we learned. What I really liked about McElwain, and one of the reasons I moved him up to my number three position of Florida coaches I like the best, behind Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer, is that his calm demeanor was able to convince his team, down 21-7 at half, that the game was not over. You're playing in Death Valley. All of a sudden, the Gators' secondary, the strength of their team, is getting torched by the other Harris. And at halftime, he told the sideline reporter, we'll see what happens. We'll just wait and see what happens in the second half. We're all thinking, yeah, what happens? You could get blown out. And they did not. They came back and got back in the game and really had a chance to win the football game. Remember, they were down by a touchdown when the ball thrown to Callaway in the end zone was in his hands. Trent Harris had thrown a really good pass. He had it in his hands and basically caught the ball when Thomas from LSU stripped him of that. They lost the game 35-28. So that was I was not upset about it. I think the way the two-minute offense was run the last 2 minutes of the game was very poor. But hey, that comes from not having enough time in the module, the training module of running a two-minute offense. But I thought they acquitted themselves nicely. As a matter of fact, if they play again on the neutral field, I give Florida an excellent chance of winning that game.
Legendary sports writer and columnist Buddy Martin is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where weekends start early. We're going to step aside for our first commercial break. We'll be rejoined with Buddy Martin. You don't want to miss it. Stay close.